from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 95 to 5 kHz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news. This is Ania Sana with the news, first the headlines. After 57 years, the President of the Republic of Indonesia visits Afghanistan. Southeast Asia Directorate of the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs prioritizes the settlement of Indonesian labor issues in Malaysia. And now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo or Jokowi and First Lady Iriana Joko Widodo arrived at Hamid Karyadi International Airport, Kabul, Afghanistan, Monday, January 29, 2018, at 11:40 p.m. local time or about 2:10 West Indonesia time. President Jokowi's state visit to Afghanistan was the second visit of the President of Republic of Indonesia to Afghanistan after the state visit of President Sukarno in 1961. Ambassador of the Republic of Indonesia to Afghanistan, Arif Rahman, and head of the State Protocol of Afghanistan welcomed President Joko Widodo and Mrs. Iriana. The issues related to Indonesian labors in Malaysia become one of the main priorities of the Southeast Asia Directorate of Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs in 2018. The issues are, among others, protection, education access, and Memorandum of Understanding MOU of Indonesian Labor Dispatch. This was stated by the Director of Southeast Asia Cooperation Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Denny Abdi, in a special interview with Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta Monday, January 29, 2018.
Ya, ada beberapa target yang kita prioritaskan ya. Misalnya,
yes, there are some targets which will be prioritized, such as the protection of Indonesian workers. There are some priorities such as access to education or cooperation in the form of MOU of labor dispatching. Well, those are concrete targets that we want to realize in the next 2 years. In addition to solving the problems related to the Indonesian workers in Malaysia, Denny Abdi further explained, the Directorate of Southeast Asia, Ministry of Foreign Affairs in 2018 also prioritized digital economic cooperation with Singapore as a follow-up of bilateral meeting between Indonesian President Joko Widodo and Prime Minister of Singapore Lee Hsien Loong in 2017. The Directorate of Southeast Asia is a new directorate established by Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi. The directorate is specifically assigned to handle the bilateral relations between Indonesia and countries in Southeast Asia. The month-to-month inflation rate until the fourth week of January stood at 0.73%. A survey by Bank Indonesia has found the figure is slightly higher than 0.71% recorded in December. Bank Indonesia Governor Agus Martowardoyo in Jakarta recently said that the latest figure brought the year-on-year inflation rate projection is 3.36%. The year-on-year inflation rate projection is still within the government's target of between 2.5% and 4.5% this year. Agus added that Bank Indonesia survey identified several sources of inflation such as rice, chicken meat, and chili. He also applauded the government's recent move to import rice from Vietnam, India, Thailand, and Pakistan to ensure the availability of rice in the country. He said Bank Indonesia welcomes the government's decision to import rice to ensure there is an adequate supply. He also acknowledged the efforts of inflation control teams in maintaining the low inflation rate. Indonesian Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry spokesman Agung Pribadi said in a statement in Jakarta on Sunday, January 28, that the government's 35,000 megawatts program power plants with a combined capacity of 1,358 megawatts were in operation as of January 15. He said power plants with a combined capacity of 466 megawatts had been constructed by state-owned electricity firm PLN, with the power plant constructed by private companies known as Independent Power and Producer or IPP. Thai cycling rider Pichol Chau Chiang Kuang, who is a member of Thailand Continental Cycling Team, won the stage 4 or the ultimate stage of the Tour d'Indonesia 2018. Pirapal was able to pass through all extreme paths from Gilimanuk to Badung Square, Denpasar, Bali on Sunday, January 28. The 31-year-old rider took the first rank after recording the fastest time of 4 hours 20 minutes 45 seconds. Meanwhile, Interpro Stradale cycling rider Joaquin Utoria Extabe managed to finish in the second place. Extabe was able to record the second fastest time with 4 hours 20 minutes 50 seconds. Then, in the third position, the national cycling racer of Eritrea recorded 4 hours 20 minutes 53 seconds. Tour d'Indonesia 2018 was officially closed by Bali Governor Imade Mangkupastika, accompanied by Balinese dance. On the sidelines of the speech, he is proud to be appointed by the chairman of the Association of Indonesian Cycling Center Board, Raja Sabta Oktohari, as an advisor of Tour d'Indonesia in 2019 later, even though he is no longer serving as governor of Bali next year.
Today, once again, Bali become the host of the finish of this Tour d'Indonesia 2018. Next year, I hope Bali will become again the host of this. And even though next year I'm not the governor of Bali anymore, however, I am appointed by the committee to become the advisor of Tour d'Indonesia 2019, and I am very proud of that, and I will do my best.
There were no Indonesian cycling riders who managed the top 10 in Stage 4 Tour d'Indonesia 2018. It was recorded that Abdul Ghani from KFC cycling team only finished at 48th rank with 4 hours 33 minutes 57 seconds. And the last item, Indonesian double pair of men badminton players Kevin Sanjaya Sukamulyo and Marcus Fernandi Gideon have won the Indonesian Masters 2018. In final, they beat the Chinese double pair Li Junhu and Liu Chuchen at Istora Senayan Center Jakarta on Sunday, January 28. It is the first Super Series degree level for Kevin and Marcus. Marcus said after the game that the audience is amazing. Maybe their opponents are also depressed. In the first game, the Minions, which is their name, their nickname, must recognize the power of Li and Liu, who appeared to press them. Kevin and Marcus failed to get out from their opponent's pattern and had to lose with 11-21 score. In the second game, they were able to change the situation and win. Kevin said they were trying to get up to focus, no feeling of despair whatsoever, and eventually they won. The boisterous support from Istora's audience gave spirit to Kevin and Marcus. They immediately led away in the third game. Kevin's heart smash from the front of the net closed the third set with a 21-16 score. The results made Kevin and Marcus won the Indonesian Masters 2018. From the seven games, Kevin and Marcus won six times. The title also ensures that Indonesia has won two titles in the Indonesian Masters 2018. And listener, to end the news, here are the headlines once again. After 57 years, the President of the Republic of Indonesia visits Afghanistan. Southeast Asia Directorate of Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs prioritizes the settlement of Indonesian labor issues in Malaysia. And listener, that was the news from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners, this is RRI World Service by Sopinisa with the program commentary. The title of today's commentary is President Joko Widodo's visit to South Asia. Indonesian President Joko Widodo conducted a series of state visits in Southeast Asia, namely Sri Lanka, India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh from 24th to 28th January 2018. In this visit, he was accompanied by several ministers of the working cabinet, such as Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Darmin Nasution, Minister of Trade Enggar Tias Tolukita, and Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung. Sri Lanka became the first country visited by President Joko Widodo on 24th of January to 25th, then India on January 25th to 26th, and Pakistan on January 26th until 27th, and Bangladesh on the 27th until 28th January 2018. Later, from Bangladesh, President Joko Widodo resumed his trip to Afghanistan on January 29, 2018. Opening new opportunities became the theme of the President's state visit. The main focus of the visit is to enhance and develop economic cooperation with South Asia, including trade, energy, connectivity, and infrastructure development. President Joko Widodo's visit to several countries in South Asia is considered to be quite successful, resulting in some agreements on cooperation with countries visited in accordance with the theme opening new opportunities. On the visit to Sri Lanka, President Joko Widodo agreed on a number of trade and economic cooperation with Sri Lankan President Maithripala Sirisena. Meanwhile, in India, in addition to attending the ASEAN-Indian Summit, President Joko Widodo also held a bilateral meeting with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who created the same agreements. During his visit to Pakistan, President Joko Widodo had the opportunity to speak at the National Assembly of Pakistan. In addition, in a bilateral meeting with Pakistani Prime Minister Shahid Khakand Atbasi, the signing of Memorandum of Understanding on Energy and Trade was agreed. Indonesia agreed to supply liquefied natural gas LNG to Pakistan. President Joko Widodo's visits to countries in South Asia ended in Bangladesh. After a meeting with Bangladeshi Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, both of them witnessed the signing of several cooperation agreements between the two countries. In addition, President Joko Widodo also visited Rakhine State refugees in Kota Besar in Myanmar and reviewed the service activities undertaken by the Indonesian government as well as Indonesian humanitarian organizations that had been already operating there. President Joko Widodo's visit to South Asia is very strategic and expands Indonesian relationship with the South Asian countries. Hopefully, this will bring about positive impact for both Indonesia and the visited countries. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello listener, this is the Voice of Indonesia through RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Here is our regular program today in history. Well, we start from an event on January 29, 1950 when General Sudirman passed away. General of the Army Raden Sudirman was a high-ranking Indonesian military officer during the Indonesian National Revolution. As the first commander-in-chief of the Indonesian Armed Forces, he continued to be widely respected in Indonesia. On January 29, 1950, General Sudirman passed away in Magelang, Jakarta at the age of 34 years due to tuberculosis, and he was buried at Semaki National Hero Cemetery in Yogyakarta. In his career, Sudirman was a general and the youngest commander of armed forces in the history of Indonesian military. His background as a teacher at Muhammadiyah Run Elementary School and also active in scouting activity has shown a high sense of patriotism when suffering from civil lung disease and remained guerrilla against the Dutch in the War of Independence from 1945 to 1949. Sudirman had no military background. He became defenders of the homeland as a battalion commander in Banyumas in 1944. Sudirman obtained the position of commander of Division 5 and Banyumas with the rank of colonel. And through the People's Security Army Conference on November 2, 1945, he was elected as Commander-in-Chief of the People's Security Army, Commander of the Armed Forces of Republic of Indonesia. Next, on 18 December 1945, the rank of General was given by direct inauguration by the President. Sudirman's death was grieved throughout Indonesia, with the flags flown at half-mast and thousands of gathering to see his funeral convoy and procession. He continues to be highly respected in Indonesia. His guerrilla campaign has been credited with developing the Army's esprit de corps and 100 km or around 62 miles long route he took had to be followed by Indonesian cadets before graduation. Sudirman featured prominently on the 1968 series of Pripyat Banknotes and has numerous streets, museums and monuments named after him. On 10 December 1964, he was declared as the National Hero of Indonesia. And the next span is that in 1933, German President Paul von Hindenburg installed Adolf Hitler as the German Chancellor. After the resignation of German Emperor in 1918 and the announcement of Weimar Constitution, the German authority ruled that the German state was led by a president as head of state. The position of president was abolished in 1934 when the death of President Hindenburg, and this post came back after World War II. Adolf Hitler's appointment as a Chancellor of Germany has finally changed the political map and the German government not only in Europe but also in the world. Then the announcement of the new German constitution in 1949, the president position was created again. The modern German president is selected through special session, which is called Federal Assembly, to serve for 5 years. Along with the German government's parliamentary system, the presidency was limited by a mixture of laws and conventions to a ceremonial position. Meanwhile, the position of German Chancellor is the head of the government. Of the German government. And the last event was in 2001. A large number of demonstration students demanded President Abdul Manwai to step down. Following Bulletgate and Bruneigate issues and dissatisfaction on President Abdul Manwai's leadership, almost at every big city, students demonstrated to demand the president to resign. On January 29, 2001, thousands of students in Jakarta came to the People's Consular Assembly's building to demand the President Abdul Manwai's responsibility related to the case. Police used tear gas to disperse the students who tried to storm the assembly building. Responding to the case and political condition of Indonesia, which continued to heat up, the members of the parliament held a close plenary session to determine the future of the president. Finally, on July 23, 2001, President Abraham Hyde had to step down from his post after the plenary session of the People's Consular Assembly decided to withdraw his mandate as a president. Well, listener, that was Student History read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia, which today is on Indonesia-Pakistan agree to increase trade cooperation. Pakistan is one of the countries visited by President Joko Widodo in his South Asian tour in addition to Sri Lanka, India, Bangladesh, and Afghanistan. His visit to Pakistan has resulted in several MOU, or Memorandum of Understanding, to enhance cooperation in trade, investment, energy, and diplomatic training. In the field of energy, it was agreed that Indonesia will supply LNG to Pakistan to support the energy security in Pakistan. PT Pertamina will also follow up the agreement with its partner, Pakistan LNG Limited and Pakistan State Oil Company Limited. While the meeting between Pakistani businessmen with Indonesia also reached several agreements, Trade Minister Enggar Tias Tolu Kita in Islamabad, Pakistan on Saturday, as quoted by Republika, said, "To provide certainty to investors from Pakistan, the Ministry of Trade will continue to provide assistance." Enggar Tias Tolu Kita said, "From the cooperation, the total transaction, both in trade and investment, has reached $115 million. Furthermore, Enggar Tias Tolu Kita said that in the bilateral meeting with the Minister of Trade of Pakistan, the two countries agreed to increase preferential trade agreement to become free trade agreement gradually, starting from trade of goods, then continued with investment and services. Earlier, in his meeting with President of Pakistan, Mamun Hussein, President Joko Widodo said that since the enactment of preferential trade agreement in 2013, the trade value of Indonesia and Pakistan has increased significantly from $1.6 billion in 2013 to $2.1 billion in 2016. President Joko Widodo believes his state visit to Pakistan will strengthen cooperation and friendship between the two countries. To that end, Indonesia focused on three major bilateral issues, namely economic cooperation, inter-community relations, and cooperation for Palestine. To continue to increase trade, the President welcomes the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding in the Joint Trade Promotion. In the field of investment, the President welcomes the formation of joint venture storage and processing of palm oil in Port of Kasim in Karachi. Such cooperation could make Pakistan the center of palm oil trade and its processing in South and Central Asia region. Meanwhile, Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi added, "With the increase of preferential trade agreement or PTA into free trade agreement FTA gradually, it is expected to increase trade value between two countries because if viewed from the population, more than 200 million, the value of Indonesia's trade has reached $2 billion. That was Indonesia Today. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia.
This is Ania Sana with News in Brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo or Jokowi and First Lady Iriana Joko Widodo arrived at Hamid Karyadi International Airport, Kabul, Afghanistan, Monday, January 29, 2018, at 11:40 p.m. local time. President Jokowi's state visit to Afghanistan was the second visit of the President of the Republic of Indonesia to Afghanistan after the state visit of President Sukarno in 1961. The issues related to Indonesian laborers in Malaysia become one of the main priorities of the Southeast Asia Directorate of Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs in 2018. The month-to-month inflation rate until the fourth week of January stood at 0.73%. A survey by Bank Indonesia has found the figure is slightly higher than 0.71% recorded in December. Indonesian Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry spokesman Agung Pribadi said in a statement in Jakarta on Sunday, January 28, that the government's 35,000 megawatts program power plants with a combined capacity of 1,358 megawatts were in operation as of January 15. Thai cycling rider Pichol Chow Chiang Kuang, who is a member of Thailand Continental Cycling Team, won the stage 4 or the ultimate stage of Tour de Indonesia 2018. And the last item, Indonesian double pair of men badminton players Kevin Sanjaya Sukamulyo and Marcus Fernandi Gideon have won the Indonesian Masters 2018. And listeners, that was News in Brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Prigi Beach in East Java. Stay tuned. Listeners, Trenggalek is regency located at the south of coastal area in East Java. Its distance covers around 186 kilometers from the capital city of East Java, Surabaya. The regency has many beautiful tourism objects such as beach, cave, and waterfall. One of the famous tourism objects in Trenggalek is Prigi Beach. At the complex of the beach, there are 12 tourism destinations which have different characters. Listeners, Prigi Beach becomes the main tourism destination. Besides becoming tourism object, the beach is also national seaport, the largest fishing spot at the southern beach of Java Island. At the beach, you can enjoy your time by fishing, camping, enjoying beautiful beach, or swimming at the beach. Swimming at Prigi Beach is quite safe because the beach is bay and protected by rocks. The rocks functions as barrier between deep and shallow sea. Besides, it also functions to breaking the wave so that the wave reaching the beach are not too dangerous. Listeners, if you want to go around Prigi Beach or to catch fish, you can rent boat belonging to local people. This tourism object is much busier to be visited by tourists in the month of Selo, Javanese calendar, because fishermen at the beach hold Sembonyo, floating traditional ceremony and annual ritual, and it is a form of gratitude to the god on abundant seafood products. Listeners, Prigi Beach is located at Tasik Madu Village, Watulimo Sub-District, around 48 kilometers to the south of Trenggalek City. The beach can be accessed by using private car or public transportation. To enter the beach, you have to pay a ticket 6,000 rupiah per person, while for renting the boat, it is worth 10,000 rupiah per person. Prigi Beach is also completed with various kinds of facilities, such as camping ground, restaurant, playing ground, restroom, lodging, and parking area. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder featuring Prigi Beach in East Java. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic is kasir, or in English, cashier. Stay tuned. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Kasir. Kasir in English, cashier. Di mana? Di mana in English, where? Baju. Baju in English, clothes. Anak-anak. Anak-anak in English, kids. Wanita. Wanita in English, woman or lady. Kesana. Kesana in English, over there. Membeli. Membeli in English, to buy. Anak perempuan. Anak perempuan in English, daughter. Tidak ada. Tidak ada in English, nothing. Membayar. Membayar in English, to pay. Tangga jalan. Tangga jalan in English, escalator. Listener, next is a conversation about kasir, or in English, cashier. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly and twice, and you can follow after me. The conversation is between A. Rita and B. Nita at the shopping center. Rita. Nita, bagian baju anak ada di mana? Nita, bagian baju anak ada di mana? In English, Nita, where is the counter for kids? Nita, oh, bagian baju anak ada di dekat baju wanita. Oh, bagian baju anak ada di dekat baju wanita. In English, oh, the counter for kids is close to ladies' clothes. Rita, mari kita ke sana. Mari kita ke sana. In English, let us go there. Saya mau membeli baju untuk anak perempuan saya. Saya mau membeli baju untuk anak perempuan saya. In English, I want to buy some clothes for my daughter. Nita, kamu masih mau membeli apa lagi? Kamu masih mau membeli apa lagi? In English, do you want to buy anything else? Rita, tidak ada. Tidak ada. In English, nothing. Nita, kalau begitu, mari kita bayar di kasir. Kalau begitu, mari kita bayar di kasir. In English, so let's go to the cashier. Rita, kasir ada di mana? Kasir ada di mana? In English, where is the cashier? Nita, kasir ada di sana. Kasir ada di sana. In English, the cashier is over there. Di dekat tangga jalan. Di dekat tangga jalan. In English, near the escalator. Mari kita ke sana. Mari kita ke sana. In English, let's go there. Listener, to ask about location or place, you can use the word di mana. In English, means where. For example, kasir ada di mana? In English, where is the cashier?
To answer the question, you can say di sana in English over there, or di sini in English here. So, it depends on the location. To initiate a conversation, if you want to ask something to someone, it is better to use the word permisi, in English, excuse me. You also can say maaf boleh saya bertanya, in English, excuse me, can I ask you? Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. Sampai jumpa. Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to the regular Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern. In today's edition, we will present Indonesian keroncong songs featuring Indonesian female keroncong singers Sumiati and Gina Sodali. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Bandar Jakarta by Sumiati.
Thank you.
Bandar Jakarta is an original keroncong song that tells about Jakarta City, not about the splendor or the sparkle of the metropolitan at night, but other sides of Jakarta. Talking about the beauty of the Jakarta coastal atmosphere, which is protected by 1,000 islands. The wind that blows, the fishing boats, and the birds, that is the natural painting of the Jakarta's coastline in the late afternoon. Sumiati has dedicated this song very well so that she has successfully conveyed the message from the songwriter, supported by her strong and distinctive vocal character in bringing keroncong songs. Sumiati is the sister of Mus Mulyadi. She previously worked as a keroncong singer in the Netherlands and returned to Indonesia in coinciding with the death of Bung Karno, the first president of Indonesia. Listener, now we will present another keroncong singer, Gina Sadeli. So let's listen to the next song entitled Setangkai Bunga Mawar. The song Setangkai Bunga Mawar tells the story about the red roses that became a sign of love. The song also mentioned us that the journey of love is not always colored by beautiful story and happiness. Although she quite famous and has brought many songs, especially keroncong, there is no information about Gina Sadeli's music career in the Indonesian entertainment world. People just listen Gina's good voice character in performing keroncong songs, like she has dedicated to you in the segment of Music Corner. Well, to conclude this music segment, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Keroncong Kemayoran by Sumiati and Bandung Selatan di Waktu Malam by Gina Sadeli. I'm Duka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Indung disayang. saya.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th Floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.